Okay, yesterday we spent the day talking about Lifnei Iver, specifically about the question if it's mutter to give someone something which, like him, is aser, like you, is mutter. I hold it's mutter, you hold it's aser. Am I allowed to give it to you? It's nice and b'chol yayim. And we discussed this yesterday. And I hope that you walked out with a clarikite. The shaila is going to come up. Someone's going to ask you. The shaila, are you allowed to give something to someone? He holds its asa, you hold its mutter. And you're going to say, we learned about it in Yavamis. I'll say, what'd you learn? You said, yeah, we learned it could be this way, it could be that way. That's not an acceptable answer. Sometimes it's an acceptable answer because it's not klar. But here, you have to know the Shita Saritzva, which we said there are more paskins lahalacha, which I don't know of any paskim that disagree with lahalacha. The Pesach of the Ritva was that there's an issa lifnei iver to give something to someone if he holds its aser. It's absolutely aser. I, Beishama and Beis Hillel only told each other because they were chavivim and oyevim zeh. So the Ritva said, that's lafushe meisura. That means to give somebody the iser is zicha aser. There's nothing to talk about. Somebody has aser like him, something similar to Beisham Beisil. Well, right now I'm talking about a machlaikis. When you have a machlaikis, you have two shitas. And you hold one shita and he holds another shita. Anything where you have two shitas lahalacha, he holds its aser, you hold its mutter. You're not allowed to give it to him. It's an iser lifnei iver. And that's the Ritva's psak, and that is the Ramah's psak, and the Prichadash argues, so it is a machlaikis. But lahalacha, there's no question that we paskin that it's asa. Lafrusha meisura, if you see him eating something that's asa like him and mutter like you, you're not mechuyiv lafrusha meisura, the Ritva said, you're not obligated. It's obviously a good thing to do, because if you have ava and chavivis to him, like Beishami to Beisil, you would tell him. So it's a proper midah taiva to do it. But you're not mechuyev to go around telling people things if you yourself hold that it's mutter. That's the halacha psuka that we had. Explanation, so it already gets into a lundis. But don't just walk away. Sometimes people learn the sugi. You tell, oh yeah, we learned it. And you ask him anything, he says, you know, there's raid on it. There's meret vegendem. So it's not good enough, meret vegendem. There's a clarkite here, and you should have the clarkite. Something that's aser api halacha. Something that the halacha is that it's aser. If halacha is that it's aser for him, if he, his minig is that it's a issa gamor, then I'm not allowed to give it to him. Then I'm not it's aser for me to give it to him. If he's making a mistake, he's a total error in what he's doing, and I know he's making a mistake, so obviously it's a totally different story. But there are plenty of cases where he holds its asa and I hold its mutter.
Many times, even like this far in Lashon Hazir, it's not psak halacha. It's based on everyone's mask. However, a mask and his mask like is rishon on it. And he just saying, "Oh, you mask like one rishon, not another rishon." I think.
By now, anything is machalik, machalik, machaber amah has a halacha of din. Any time the Ramah is machriya something, even though he says yesh lahachmir, but it becomes a din. I think I once mentioned to you when the Ramah says nohagu, when he says noyagin, it's a chiyuv. When he says nohagu, then it's not a chiyuv. Nohagu means it's not what I would have chosen, but that's the minik. That's the Ramah writes in the tshuva. Then whenever he says nohagu, he doesn't mean that's chiyuv. When he says yesh machmirin or yesh noyagin, then it's a chiyuv. He's being machmir, you're being meikel. So he's being
machmir.
Well, what's the case? He's being machmir, and let's say I know it's a toast that he's being machmir. So what's the shaila? Do I have to tell him that l'didach it's asa? No. If I know it's a mistake, a bona fide mistake, then I don't know. There's very few examples where you can be sure to. What? No, the Brock's pay now is a Midrash Yisrael. It's a halacha paiskin. Bring the Brock's Mishnah Berurah brings this to the Brock. Called Matzah Shruya. It's brought in the paiskin.
So
that's the problem. Well, it's hard to know shtus because you don't know firsthand. You really don't know. You just happen to know this person is from that hechsher, so you heard what he says about the other hechsher. But you go, the other hechsher, he always says about this hechsher. It's very hard to know until someone's in it. And the truth is, every hechsher makes, especially the big ones, hundreds of hechsherim, sometimes thousands. It's going to happen. Nobody's perfect. It doesn't mean the whole hechsher is no good. So I don't know. I think that's a sort of a separate thing. You know, can I give a sam chassid some Coca Cola and pretend that it's my imchaim? He'll notice right away. So I don't know those questions. I don't know. I was in this store, my mother's corner on 18th Avenue, and somebody goes over to the guy behind the counter, ask him, "What's the kosher soda?" So he didn't know what he was talking about. He asked him again, "It's kosher soda?" I told him he means Mayim Chayim or Ber Mayim. That's what he means. I mean, they sell Coke and Pepsi, so he meant Yiddish soda. Anyway, the halacha should be a klara halacha. We get to the reverse case. Yesterday, this Mishnah, this Ritva, this Ramah is I hold Mutta, you hold Aser, am I allowed to give it to you? Now, we're going to talk the other way around. I hold it's Aser, you hold Mutta. I hold it's Aser, you hold it's Mutta. Most common case, in camp, everybody has a sheet in this. If I hold you, now I'd open a bottle of soda on Shabbos, you hold, you're allowed to, am I allowed to give you soda to open for me? Right, that's what everyone talks about, and everyone's machmir that I'm allowed to open it, but then you have to give me some. Right, that's what everyone says. Let's see what the din is, and then we'll see. If I hold Yanali kidneys on Pesach, and I have a neighbor who holds that who's a Sfardi, his kidneys, so am I allowed to give him? Am I allowed to give him for himself? It's really two shilohs. Can I give him for him? And there's a shiloh, could I ask him to do something for me? The two shilohs that are very much related. And here, there's a distinction which could become confusing because they are two sort of opposite nafkaminas. You'll understand them in a minute. I just want to... There's a distinction between two types of chlukei days. I and you have two different days or something. So let's say waiting 6 hours for fleishiks. I wait 6 hours, that's the meeting of my family. Someone else waits 1 hour or 3 hours. So what do I hold? I really don't hold anything about 6 hours or 3 hours. I hold it. It says in Shulchan Aruch this meeting, it says that meeting. I hold 6 hours, you hold 3 hours. Do I have a opinion that you're wrong? No. I am minig avaisai, and you have minig avaisecha. That's one type of a chalukei deis that people could have. We'll call it minig avaisov. Minig avaisov and minig hamakim. There's a second type of chalukei deis where I hold you're making a mistake. I hold that it's aser. I went through the sugya. And I hold that it's klar, that it's aser, and you're making a mistake when you're being makel. What's the difference between the two? The difference between the two is, says the Maralbach, the Shach in the name of Rabach, he says two nafkaminas. Start with the easier one. Let's say I hold its asa, you hold its mutter. I would like you to do something for me. To open my soda bottle. Well, his example is I hold a certain thing is I don't eat, let's say, gebracht. And you do eat gebracht. And I'd like you to cook in your gebracht kelim for me. Now, obviously, if it's a ben yaimai keli, it's going to answer. It's going to answer the food. So I'm talking an ena ben yaimai keli. I have an ena ben yaimai keli. If something I don't eat, I'm not allowed to cook in it. I'm telling you, you do me a favor, you cook in the kli. Once it's cooked, it's mutter. Ena ben yaimai doesn't answer. Am I allowed to tell you, cook in your kidneyous kli, or cook in your gebracht kli, cook food for me? So there he says that if I hold it's an isser, I hold it's osser, I can't tell you to cook in the kli. I hold you're not allowed to cook in the kli. You're making a mistake. So if I hold it's an isser gomor, I can't tell you. But if I say, I keep minig avaisai, you keep minig avaisecha. That's what I'm saying. I keep the minig of my avis, you keep the minig of yavis. That means I don't have tainus on you. for keeping the meaning of your time, your father. If I would have been in your family, I would eat gebrachts. I would eat. It's not that I have a time on you. I think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong. I do my thing. You do your thing. I used to go bake matzahs with Rav Palm. So Rav Palm used to take matzah meal for gebracht, and I don't eat gebracht. That means I held Rav Palm as wrong for eating gebracht. No, he's wrong. His minhag was to eat gebracht. So he ate gebracht. My minhag was not to eat gebracht. So I didn't eat gebracht. It's by tumin haminig avoisai. It's not shayach to say I hold you wrong. It's bechlal not shayach the whole thing. I hold you wrong. It's already makubal. They are tumin hagim in klal Yisrael. So by something that's at minhag avoisai doesn't mean my father as an individual holds that way. It means that in klal Yisrael they are tumin hagim. I hold one way, you hold another way. There, I'm permitted, if I recognize that by you it's a heter, I am allowed to tell you to do it for me. If it's an issa that's in the maisa, I'm allowed to tell you to do it for me. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach's example, his shayla, which was in Chelek Aleph of the Mincha Shlomo, a tshuva lamed hay, his shayla was, if a Svardi could tell an Ashkenazi to put something back onto the blech on Shabbos, something that Ashkenazim hold, you're allowed to put back. We hold if you take off a kugel with das to put it back, you're allowed to put it back. And they hold only if it's still Yatzei Ledes. So let's say it's not Yatzei Ledes. So could he tell me? He says he could tell me. Because he's moida that for me it's mutter, for him it's also. It has nothing to do with Svaris. His minhag avoisai, am I minhag avoisai? He could tell me. Not originally. Not in the first dar. But today, it's totally minhag avoisai. It could change. It could change. Machlaikis, where I hold, you're making a toss. If I hold that you're a Taya, a modern day, or there could be machlaikis in Dairis where someone holds the other person's a Taya. It would be rare, because I would have to be saying that the Rajba's a Taya, right? So it would be rare that such a thing would happen, although there are occasionally such things by Gedalia Yom, not by someone like this. But there are such things where somebody on the level of an Adi Yehuda will say that they would, you know, that he based his heter on a wrong girsa, he based his heter even to the other Rishayim. If I hold that what you're doing is a mistake, I can't give it to you to do for me. So it's a chiluk that's mistaver, I think, to all of us. It's a glatta svara, and that chiluk is one chiluk. What? After the fact, meaning what?
Meaning they already
cooked it. You see, if the Shas says, if he already cooked food in his Eina Ben Yoyim Keli for himself, it's already cooked, so I could eat it. Because even if I cooked it in Eina Ben Yoyim Keli, did the Evan it's mutter. So in the case where it would be the Evan mutter anyway, it's not Shayat to ask the question.
But here, they cream the food to the half.
Yes. We're not talking about Erev Bar Park. We're talking about Erev someplace. We're going to machlaikis if you have. If there are two shittas, there's certain machlaikis that have to do with Erev here. They're totally in two shittas in halacha. There's old machlaikis of Asi Rabbi Mavatni Mechitzasa, which many Erev and Atali on. If it's a machlaikis, there's two shittas. So it's the same thing. If it's his meaning, Avaisa, it can be Mekel. See, there's a big difference. It's not really so. If it's a minig, he says minig avaisai or minig hamakim. See, that's why I told you yesterday, there's a chilek. If somebody, let's say, uses an Erev, because he's a bel zechassid, and the bells, they hold Erev and Amot. So he, that's minig makaymai. So that's one thing. But if there are other people who they don't hold any avaisai, any anything, they just know, some achmir and some akil, and some bimekel. Yeah, people like that, they're kalim. Whatever comes up, they're mekel. Somebody like that, that's not minhag avoisai. That's stomach callus.
So
I don't know about the bells and chad. Let's get back to what's
up.
What you'll figure it out from what I was saying. You're looking to shach. Now, The second nafkamina. The second nafkamina is slightly more complicated. The second nafkamina is in a case where I hold its mutter and you hold its aser, the first case. And I am giving you something that's aser l'shitasecha, which we just said you're not allowed to do. And I'll give you something that's aser l'yoshita. Can I give you something that's aser l'yoshita if it's nikur what I'm giving you? It's clear what I'm giving you. Like Rav Nachman or Rav Chista. It's clear that I'm sitting you down in a sukkah that's no good like you. Or I give you a pot of rice. I'm sorry that you're an Ashkenazi. I'm giving you a pot of rice. If it's nikur, is that a heter? Zokt de shach b'shem de marabach. It depends. If it's minig avoysai and minig avoysecha, I'm not allowed to give it to you b'shem eifin. Why? Because what's the aside? The aside was saying is that if it's my minig avoysai and your minig avoysecha, I'm moida that for you this is the din and for me this is the din. I'm makir, the emes advarim is, for me it's one thing, for you it's something else. So I'm makir that there are two. So I can't give it to you, even if it's nicker. What is helmet's nicker? I'm giving you something that I hold is aser for you. Because you, your minig avoysecha, is that it's aser. I can't give it to you. If you and I have an argument, we're arguing over something, we learn a sugya, and we have a disagreement, I hold it's mutter, you hold it's aser. Like Rav Nachman or Rav Chista. Now, Rav Nachman is allowed to give Rav Chista a davar hanikar. Why? Because Rav Nachman himself holds that Rav Chista is wrong. Rav Chista is wrong. Rav Nachman could give Rav Chista. What's Rav Chista going to do? I'm giving you something. I hold his mutter, you hold its aser, but you hold its aser because of a svara. I hold your svara is wrong. I can give it to you. Mitzidi, I have a clear conscience. I hold you're making a mistake. Mitzidcha, from your end of it, on your end of it, you are entitled to change your mind. That's what Rav Nachman asked Rav Chista the next morning. He said, did you change your psak? He's entitled to change his psak. It's totally in svara. If he'll see my svara is right, he can change his psak. He's not bound to a minig avoysai, a minig amokim. He's entitled to change his mind. Since he's entitled to change his mind, I can give it to him. What we said yesterday is even after Beit Amla Chaveri Dikidin, I could give it to him. Because it's up to him. If he decides in Svara to learn through a sugi and see it my way, then he'll be allowed to eat it. So to give him a Dava Hanikr is Aser if it's the two Minhagim, and is Mutter if it's a Machlaikis in Svara. So here, what comes out. If I know his minig avos is different, then I can't give it to him.
Even though
I hold his mutter. I can't give it to him because I'm mechuyev to be makir that they're tumen hagim in Klal Yisrael. I'm mechuyev to be makir that tumen hagim. If it's a davar atoli b'svara, and I hold one way, he holds another way, a davar atoli b'svara, so then that I could give to him. The Ritva's Israel of Neiver. The heter of Davar Adnikar, he's limiting to something that's totally his son. Which, now, to be sure, there are a few cases which are in between, which are gray. You will find occasionally people who hold strongly in one sheet or another, Lamashal. Let's say in Yerushalayim. Somebody says he has a minute to wait. Matzah Shabbos, 72 minutes, Rabbeinu Tam Shita. If you ask me, he's making a mistake. There's no such thing as 72 minutes in Yerushalayim. Rabbeinu Tam said 72 minutes, whichever place he lived, where the stars didn't come out to 72 minutes. Yerushalayim, you can see plenty of stars after 30, 35 minutes. So it's funny. He'll feel it's his minig avaysai, and I'll feel that he's making a toss. He's making a mistake. So there will be cases that will be in between cases where Talmid HaChacham could differ on where it fits. What would be the din in such a case? I have somebody who holds Rabbeinu Tamsman at 72 minutes. And I feel that Yerushalayim for sure it's a mistake, because it doesn't get any darker after 45, 50 minutes. Even in New York, many feel that that 50 minutes is enough, or 60 minutes is enough for Rabbeinu Tamsman. So what would be the din? He feels it's his minig avosai. I feel that he's making a mistake. There's no real minig of 72 minutes. It's just that in Europe, it took 72 minutes for it to get dark. So what are we going to say? Okay, we can argue about it. We can argue about how to look at it. How should I say? Look, like me, there's no isser. I could give it to him. So okay. So we have something that we could argue about. We're not sure about. But the yesod, the rule, it's a klara shach, not a machlokes in halacha. I don't know anybody who argues with the shach. And that's the Payel Yaitzeh. So, if you go to your in-laws, and your in-laws eat gebrachts, and you don't eat gebrachts, so even though you're not going to eat gebrachts by them, but if they cook food for you, and they ain't a binyam yekeli, it's okay. You can even ask them to cook something for you, and they ain't a binyam yekeli. Even though you yourself can't cook, and they ain't a binyam yekeli, because for you it's aser. A bliya sisser, ain't a binyam, doesn't ask for the food. It's only Isser in the Maisa. So Amakia, that for him, it's not an Isser in the Maisa to cook. What? So it depends what you hold. If you hold Chalav Stam, it's Tumen Hagim. So then it's Mutter. I told you, I don't know of anybody who's Matur L'Chadchila. I think it's a big mistake. I don't know anybody who's Matur L'Chadchila. It's Machlek, it's B'di'evan. Chalav Stam, Al-Tadine Chalav Yisrael, I don't know who's Matur L'Chadchila. And the Treifa Shaila that came up, I don't know, not l'chadchila. I wouldn't feel comfortable. I wouldn't feel comfortable giving somebody cholostam l'chadchila. Anybody holds l'chadchila?
So I can't even smoke out
food. You know, once if somebody cooks for himself and ain't a ben yamei keli, you could eat it. Someone cooks a ben yamei keli. Happens to be by cholavakum, by real cholavakum. There are many, probably most places can hold that an aparnav is mutter. So it's really mutter anyway. And I won't say it's remission. I was a teenager, I was a peche leader, and they gave out peanut chews that were an aparnav of chol stam. So I asked the remission if we're allowed to give it out in Borough Park. There are a lot of people from Hasidisha families who are makban chol of Yisrael, and we're giving their kids things from an aparnav of chol what we call Chol Stam. So Ramesha said, on Chol Stam you should be Machmir, and on Blias of Chol Stam you shouldn't be Machmir. You don't have to be Machmir. That's what he said.
Just
before the Trey physician. The Trey physician, the Rabelski's had there, which, as far as I know, is a Das Yachim. I don't know anybody else who holds of it, but there aren't that many people qualified to pass Gim Hilchas Trey Physician. That's the truth. There's a nice article on it in Rabbi Bleich from YU, in his fifth book, Contemporary Halachas. He has an article on this. He brings Rabelski's Hatter, he brings it Barichas, and he writes that he doesn't understand this, he has a kasha on it, and he writes that he doesn't know anybody else who agrees with it. He's not known as a machmir. You know, he's a professor in YU, a law professor in YU. I'm not saying there's no Hatter. I'm just saying it's something of which people can have differences of opinions. Not meaning a voisai, it's a meaning of differences. Anyway, I don't mean to get bogged down. Again, the Yisayit Hadvarim, I hope everyone has clear. This chiluk we're going to have to come back to, because we're going to sidetrack for a brief time, and we're going to come back, the Leis is going to do on this Amid, and the Hadin of Hachanach arrive. And this chiluk in Psak, between a halacha that you hold is correct, and halacha that you hold is minig avaisai, is going to carry through. Now, what's interesting is that Rav Shlomo Zalman has a separate psak about a husband putting chumras on his wife. They get married, there's a husband put his chumras on his wife. Now, things that are minig hamishpacha or minig hamakim, so that a woman gets married, she automatically gets the minig hamishpacha of her husband. The question is things that don't have to do with minig hamishpacha. The husband is machmir. He's machmir. He tovels aluminum kalim, or he there are dozens of practical things that come up every day that some people are more mekel, some people are more machmir. So Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak is similar to the Marabach. He says, something you hold, you went through a sugi and you hold its osir, so then your wife has to follow along. It's one bias, she has to follow along. But something where you didn't do a darach to sugi, you know that it's nice to be mahadir in this and this inyan. It's tov lahachmir. Many things it says in Paiskim, tov lahachmir. And a tov lahachmir, that you don't push on your wife. That if she wants, she could also be a tov lahachmir. But it's different. Because you're makir that there are two correct hanagis. If you're makir that there are two correct hanagis, so then you don't push them on your wife. Okay, so this is the, as I said, what should come out klar from the sugya. It's going to get more complicated when we get to the Asu Beishamik and Devrayim, Hachra and Halacha. We can get to very soon, next week. So let's try at least to remember the inside this.
How do you tell what's a minig, what's a family minig, and what's a personal?
What's a family minig, or what's a personal minig? It's sometimes hard to know, but there are rules. If my father fasts Monday and Thursday, I'm not going to fast Monday and Thursday. It's not a minig hamishpacha. It's a chumrah that a person took on for himself. So most things that are minig hamishpachis are really minig hamakim of different places. Those things are clear. At what point does something switch to be a personal chumrah to minig of a makim, of a vaisai? It's hard to say for certain. But most of the things that with nayik are things that go back 100 years, and those things are minig vaisai. There's no question in anybody's mind that Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Rabbi Akiva all ate gebrachts, and they all ate rice on Pesach. There's no shaila that they did. The Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Pesachim. Rabbi Yechem Anuri says you're allowed to make matzah out of rice. The Chumash say no. It can't become chametz. So how could you make matzah out of it? It has to be something that can become chametz. So they're arguing you can make matzah out of rice. There's no question that every Tana ate rice. The Brock certainly they all ate. So we're fooling ourselves if we think differently. But that's the way halach is nikva, that the siyagim in every generation, siyagim are incorporated, which become halacha once they become minig hamishpacha. They're all minhagim are based on siyag. The Torah is mechayev us to make a siyag for asu mishmeres l'mishmarati, mechayev to make gedarim. So it's natural that as generations get weaker, you need more gedarim. There's no question over generations. It becomes. Imagine, you know, Mashiach will come, Rabbi Kiva will invite me to his house for. I don't know if he will, but if he'll invite me to his house for a Pesach Suda, I'll tell him, sorry, I can't eat by you. Actually, I could eat by him because the Ramah says that I could trust him that he won't give me things that are also like me. So I could eat by him. Okay, let's begin the Gemara. We're going to get back to this whole Indian on the bottom of the Yamid. but first we get back to Beishamai Misol. What is the Chalukideis Beishamai Misol? They argue Tzaras Erva Mutter, Tzaras Erva Aser. Simple enough. The ordinary case, my daughter married somebody, married my brother, and not the case of the Shesh Arayas, the Tezvot, right? My daughter married my brother, there was a Tzara. Is the Tzara permitted to do evil? So Beis Hillel said it's Aser, the Tzara. Tabi Marbet at the Tzara is Aser. And Beis Shammai, Rashi said at the bottom of Rashi, Yomid Alf, don't darshan litzra. Amar Rav Shimon Pazi, my time with the Beis Shammai. What's the reason for Beis Shammai? So right away the kasha is taptaisvis. Maika mabayale, dilma mukmi litzra, look at Rav Shimon. Maybe the darshan litzra for something else. So litzra asas a tzara. So if litzar as is a tzara, and you darshu litzar for something else, mele tzara is mutter. So Taisa says in Achidami, v'alechid Rabbi Amrav Ben Yitzchak mishum de mistavra le lidrash tzara li yinsaris. Ilav d'shamei b'shem duchta d'sharia. The Gemara is saying that svara is we should darshu litzar for tzaras to aser and tzara. So Gemara is saying my tam in the Beis Shammai. What's the Bishami's reasoning? Why don't they dash a litzrar? And for the Gemara, diksiv loisia eishan ameis hachutza lizar, chutza mekvaldi kepenimis omrachman aleisiv. So here you have to help me. I told you, I always have a hard time figuring out gezeres hakasus. Somebody read the gezeres hakasus into the pasuk. We're trying to learn that a tzara is mutter. Loisia eishas ameis hachutza lizar. The Eishes Hameis Hachutza, the Eishes Hameis who's less related to the Yavam, I guess that means a Tzara, should not go out and marry an Ishzar. Chutza Makadi Kapanimus. What are we saying? The Eishes Hameis Hachutza, the word Hachutza means Tzara. That's what Rashi says, right? So Loisia Eishes Hameis Hachutza, the Eishes Hameis who's a Tzara, should not marry a czar, even though chutz makar dika penimis, even though there's another wife who's related. Amar Rachman Alesia, the Torah says you can't marry someone else. So the Torah is saying the tzara shouldn't marry anybody else. The tzara should marry the yavam. I think it's the Taich in the Gemara. Or Beis Hillel. Why is it Beis Hillel dasher hachutza like Beis Shammai? So Beis Hillel, my boy, like review the Marav. It's a different drasha. Don't read the Marav. Naishik bishon taisim biyavama. We just started yesterday in the Bikiyas Chabura. The Gemara darshened that Kedushin is not typhus by a Yavama Lashuk. If Yavama Lashuk goes over and tries to give Kedushin, it's not typhus. Lysia Bahavai Lazar. You can't marry an outside person. Ubeishamai, Miksiv Lachutz, Hutzaksiv. Chutzah means an outside wife. Beis Hillel, kim diksiv chutzah, kamad diksiv lechutz dami, it's the same thing. Tanrim dechem yaimer, kol teva shetzricha la mitchila, sehit la kosem hei b'seifa. We know this from Rashi and Chumash, that any word that has a lamed in the beginning also could have a hei at the end. V'tod v'rabi shmol, kagayin, eilam eilima, mechnaim, mechnaimah, mitzrayim, mitzrayimah, demlasayimah, yushalma, yushalayimah, midbarah. Rather, there are more words in the Torah with a hey, more places in the Torah that have a hey at the end than they have a lamed in the beginning. It's also funny the way it says. It sounds like normally you have a lamed in the beginning, and if you want, you can put a hey at the end. If you go through Chumash or even Tanakh, there are far more words with a far more mitzraimas than the mitzrayim, and for whatever reason. Now, I spoke out on Friday. The difference between a lamed at the beginning and hey at the end, Rav Yaakov says, is that a lamed means you're going to the place, you're reaching the place. A hey at the end means you're going towards the place. Loredes Mitzrayim, to go down towards Mitzrayim. They didn't reach Mitzrayim yet when the pasuk is describing. They were going Loredes Mitzrayim, to head towards Mitzrayim. So that hey means towards, and le means to actually reach it. How does Beis Shammai know the drasha of Rav that ain't kedushin taifsin? Melish zar nafka, beisil nami tepelay melish zar nachin nami chutzal amali the rabbi sar rusa. Vidach bechutzah chutzah, idach chutzah chutzah loy mashmo. Okay, so this is the end of the first teretz. Who is this? Rishimim ben Pazi. Shimon Pazi says the Machlokes Beis Shammai Hillel is a Machlokes in Gezeres HaKasos, and that's why Beis Shammai is Mekel, Machmir, whatever you want to call it. Beis Shammai holds you do Yibum to a Tzara, and Beis Hillel holds you don't do Yibum to a Tzara. Rava says the second Pshat. This Pshat is not totally in Gezeres HaKasos, it's totally in Lomdis. Rava Omer. One Isser is not Chal on a second Isser. Okay, here, obviously, we're going to have to understand the Einis Achal Meser. But first, you have to use your head to understand the Gemara's Hechetimtza. Now, before we go to the Gemara, let's just think ourselves. Ein Issachal Meser, in the case of a Tsaras Erva. Ein Isser Chal Al Isser means what? I have a daughter. My daughter married my brother. Which Isser is not going to be Chal? If my daughter marries my brother, which is not Chal? The Isser of Eishasach, right? If the person is my relative first and then marries my brother, then the Isser Eishasach is not Chal. Of the 15 women in the Mishnah, most of them are that type of women. Are women who are my relative. Bitai was my relative first and then married my brother. Bas Bitai, you follow what I'm saying? Bas Bitai. She couldn't have married my brother and then became my granddaughter. It's not Shach Metzias, right? So most of the cases in the Mishnah are cases where it's my relative first, and then my brother marries. So you have Bitai, Bas Benai, Bas Ishtai, Bas Bena, Bas Bita, the first six, all have to be my relative first, and then his relative. Chamoisai, my mother-in-law, could go both ways. Could be my mother-in-law and then my brother marries. My brother can marry and then she can become my mother-in-law. So the second list could go both ways. Right? She could be my mother-in-law. She marries my brother and then I marry her daughter. Right? So it can happen both ways. So chamaisai and then im chamaisai im chamav could go both ways. So you have six one way, three the other way. Achoisai, my sister, has to be my sister first before marries my brother, no? Is it possible she's my sister later? No, you can't become sister in midlife. So achoisai me'imai. But she can be born after she marries my brother. She has to marry my brother first, right? So what? Oh, over, if you're Mekadosh and over. Yeah, maybe Makasha. We'll ignore it being Makadosh and Oprah for a while. So Achoisai is like the first six. Achois Imai also. It's first my aunt, and then it marries my brother. Not possible to marry my brother, and then become Achois Ishtai. Achois Ishtai could be both ways. Eish Yisachiv Kameimai could be both ways.
You were born afterwards, your aunt afterwards.
Right. If I was born afterwards?
Shimon was born after his aunt already married Reuben.
Then it comes at the same time. Then when I'm born, it becomes both Yisur and Bahadadi. That's what would happen. Okay, you're right. Eshesach mi'imai, Eshesach shalai v'imamai, Kalosai. Okay, so it's roughly like 9 and 7. The first six, Achaisai, and Achaisimai, is 8. So it's pretty close. It's like 8 and 7. 8 could go one way, 7 go the other way, right? You ask him. Eight are the ones in the Mishnah, it's only possible that my relative first, and then they marry my brother. The other seven could go both ways. That's what we're saying. What's the difference? Let's see what the Gemara says. Rava said, Ein Issachal Meser. Now, Tinuch, it's ganz good. Hecha dinosa meis, v'achakach nosa chai. If the dead brother got married first, the live brother got married second. For some reason, the Gemara is only talking about Achaisisha. Achaisisha could go both ways. What does that mean? My brother and I married two sisters. So it could go either way. Either I got married first, the Chai got married first, then the Achaisisha came first. It was my wife's sister. And then my brother married. Or the reverse. First, my brother married one of the sisters. So it became my brother's wife. And then I married second. The Gemara says, Tinuch, Hecha de Nosa Meis, Akach Nosa Chai. If our Mishnah would be talking in a case of Nosa Meis, Akach Nosa Chai, everything would be good. So 1 minute. Let's pshat here, Tinuch. Tinoch, it would be good. Seven of the cases in the Mishnah could go both ways. But it wouldn't be good. Let's say we want to say, okay, the Mishnah's talking. Nasamei, Sakach, Nasachai. It really wouldn't help the Mishnah. Would it help the Mishnah? It wouldn't help. Because eight of the cases in the Mishnah can't go Nasamei, Sakach, Nasachai. It doesn't help me. Nasamei, Sakach, Nasachai. So this Tinoch in the Gemara is at least is very strange. Tinoch, Nasamei, Sakach, Nasachai. Well, it's good in a handful of cases, not good in all the cases. So how do you understand the Gemara?
In the other cases, it's
the other cases... Yeah, but the Gemara didn't know that that's okay. The Gemara is saying, the Gemara is going to answer that it helps the mission. But Nehava Mina... That we thought Nasachai Vakach Nasameis, we don't say Nasachal Lisser, the Tinoch is sure.
Why is it in the first place?
What?
Why is it good this way in the first place? Either way, Bishamai is going to hold that this is an issue. You read that the other way.
No, if it's Nasameis, Vakach Nasachai.
So the Pashas, you should have to decide this way.
Then there's no Isser Achais Isha. At all, so you don't pat the tzara. If there's no isach esisha, isach doesn't pat the tzara. It's not 115 in the Mishnah, right? Isach doesn't pat the tzara. So it's good. So I think to be shaynim on Masber, I don't remember who, that we're forgetting. Remember on Gimel Amid Beis, the pasuk litzrar was talking by ach esisha. It wasn't talking by all 15. The makar of the whole parsha is a case of achesisha. So by achesisha we have a pasuk, and then we learn the other 14 out of this one. Memela, it's understandable. We're working here how to darshan litzra. So we're saying you want to darshan litzra. The question is why does it be shame darshan litzra ta'asar etzara? So we're saying it's a chalisa. So we're answering. We're saying I'm beishame. 1 minute. This pasuk is by achesisha tinoch. Nasa Meisak and Nasa Chai, the Xeris HaKosiv, the Beishame can't darshan the Xeris HaKosiv. Nasa Chai v'Acha Nasa Meis, why don't they darshan it? The reason the Gemara picks Achais Isha out of all 15 to ask on is because on Gimel Amid Beis, when we darshan Litzor, Litzor was by Achais Isha. We just said, it says it by Achais Isha, we learn it to all 15 relatives. But it's very good that the Gemara is down on the Achais Isha, because the Achais Isha is the one that counts. At any rate, the Gemara says, Tinachecha nasameis, takan nasachai, lo esti esachai sisha, vachai lo esachai shemeis, elo nasachai nasameis, achai sisha kodim. Now for the Gemara, no. Kim loy osi isa, esh sach, vachai lo esachai sisha, have a late saras erish, loy mitzvah loy mitzvah shari. Gemara says, Vishama, ein esachal lisser, two chidushin. Both chidushin come from one din of ein esachal lisser, but two separate chidushin. The first case, Nasameis Vakach Nasachai, that means that first this woman became my sister-in-law, and then she became my wife's sister. My sister-in-law through my wife. So in that case, Beishamai says, the Isser through my wife is not Chal, so it's only in Achais Isha. And maybe she doesn't pat the Tzaris because it's only Eishas Achim, and Eishas Achim doesn't pat the Tzaris. So that's why it works out well. In the second case, a different svara. It's also built on Ein Yisachal Lisser. The svara is the other way. She was my sister-in-law by being my wife's sister first. Then she became my husband's. Then she became my brother's wife. Becoming my brother's wife, the din of Eish Yisachim never was Chal. The din of Eish Yisachim was never Chal. So the din of Tzor Sereva B'makam Mitzvah was also never Chal. And Meila, your mother. So it's all funny because at the end of the Gemara, they're really two machlokes in Beishamai Yisrael. They're not totally zebezeh. They're both geboit arein esachal lisser, but they're two distinct machlokes. The problem is the two dots of the Gemara. Usually a Gemara says, and what does Beis Hillel say? Why doesn't do that? Whereas the Beishamai Yisrael arein esachal lisser. So I'll ask you, what does Beis Hillel hold? You'll tell me Beis Hillel holds, yeah, esachal lisser. Really? You mean the whole Shas, when it says Eidus Lechal Lissa, it's always going like Beis Shammai? You have later on Daf Lamed Beis, and Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, you have Sugyas of Eidus Lechal Lissa, it's all going like Beis Shammai. So Tosfos Yeshanim here, the first piece, says it's not Mestaver. Not Mestaver, then the whole Shas, every Machlaik is Eidus Lechal Lissa, so Machlaik is Beis Shammai, Beis Hill, and all the Sugyas that they're on, Eidus Lechal Lissa, Beis Shammai. Can't be. So Mamela, we have to figure out Beis Hillel Shita. What is the Mahalach of Beis Hillel in this Machlaikis? If you say in this Lechal Lisser, the Tzar is Mutter. The Tzar is Mutter. So why is they still going to answer? They still hold the Tzar is awesome. So I'd like to go with the Mahalach of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Oizer, the Chelek Aleph of Achiezer, the Seif Simen Gimel. The whole Simen Gimel goes on the sugi here. He says a pshat. The pshat he says, he writes innocently on his own. He doesn't bear merit that it's a prima godim who talks about it in Amimaluim. It's really one of the main sugyas of Issachal Lisser. So let's talk about the inyan of Issachal Lisser to Mahalchim and Issachal Lisser, and the Megla will be able to come back, because what Chaim Oizer is doing is he's taking a yesoid in Eidus Lechal Lisser, plugging it in here, that it should fit, that it should make sense. Okay, let's talk about Eidus Lechal Lisser. Try to avoid for today, we only have a few minutes, the questions of Issachal, Issamaisif, which are always confusing. Let's just talk about cases of Eidus Lechal Lisser that are basic, appear to be at least simple cases of Eidus Lechal Lisser. Precious, which simple case to start with? Okay, let's say I have a person who made a shvua, he's not going to eat nevela. Someone made a shvua, I'm never going to eat nevela. For some reason, there's a big yetzahara for nevela. So he made a shvua, he wants to make sure he never eats it. Made the shvua, I'm not going to eat it, or a neder, he asked it on himself. He swore that he's not going to eat nevela, ever. Eidus Lechal Lisser. He's Mushbevoy Mehersina. He's not eating the Vela anyway. So, his Shvua is meaningless. But I guess it helps him, so he made the Shvua. Eidus Lechal Lisser. When we say Eidus Lechal Lisser, what is Pshat? Is Pshat, Taka, the Shvua is meaningless? It's Lashririm, Lakayam, it has no Shaifis, you can't make a second Isser or something that has a first Isser. Not possible. Well, maybe not. Maybe Ein Issachal Lisser is only a din that there's no Einish for the second Isser. All the cases in Shas of Ein Issachal Lisser, besides this Gemara, which we're going to talk about, are talking about practical nafkaminis. Ein Issachal Lisser, do you get an Einish for the other one? Maybe it's possible to say that the Isser is Chal and the Einish is not Chal. The Prima Godim in Hilchas Pesach declares this Shaila. Prima Godim is brought in the Chuvas Avnei Meluim, the back of Avnei Meluim. There are a couple of Chuvas, it's Chuvah Yud Beis. The paragraph starts Hinei Hataz. And he says, that this is the case, the Prima Godim has a Shaila. A person swore he's never going to eat Nevela. Then he became a chaylish yesh sakana, and he has to eat nevela. So obviously he's going to eat it. He's a chaylish yesh sakana. There's an isser shvua. Well, a chaylish yesh sakana is allowed to be over an isser shvua for 1 minute. It's efshel l'kayim shneim. Let him be matan neder. Let him go. Assuming he has time, he has to eat it today. A chaylish yesh sakana. Let him first be matan neder, and then he'll eat it. Does he have to be matan neder? So the prima godim, it depends on this chakira. If you say ein issa chal lisser means that the issa shvu was never chal bechlal, meaningless, never chal at all, so what's it to be matan neder? The shvu wasn't chal. If you're going to say that it's chal, just there's no einish, that means that the aveira is there. in Cain, he should be matir neder, because the Shavuah is there. The Shavuah is there, he should be matir neder. So this is a pretty clear nafkamina between the two mahalchim. Right? Because see, Lamaisa, he has this in the veil. He has this in Shavuah. The veil didn't come off. Just he's a chayil, he's allowed to eat it. The Shavuah, he has a way of taking off the Shavuah. Should he be matir neder? So the Prima Gadim holds that the Isser is there and you have to be matir neder. And he brings a shach in Yeredeya, Simiresh Kav Ches, who says Fakert. The Shach says you don't have to be matir neder. And the Prima Gadim says that you do have to be matir neder. That means the aside of the Prima Gadim is that by Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, the Isser is there. And it's necessary to be matir neder. The Prima Gadim brings a very geshmak araya from a Gemara on Lamed Beis on Lamed Beis. Now if you look at the Avnei Meluim, it's a printing mistake. It says Daf Lamed Dalet there. It's a printer's error. It should be Lamed Beis on Lamed Beis. It's funny. The old ones say Lamed Dalet. The new ones corrected it. They write Lamed Beis on Lamed Aleph. So it's actually Lamed Beis on Lamed Beis. They corrected the Daf, but not the Ovid. At least that's how I found it. So on Lamed Beis on Lamed Beis, the Gemara has the following case. Gemara has a case where somebody married a woman that was Achos Ishtoi and Eishes Achiv. It was two Erevos to him. Both Achos Ishtoi and Eishes Achiv. For that Gemara, it doesn't matter which one came first. Einus Achal Lissa. What does that mean? You have a woman, she's Asa to you. It's one relative, and she became a second relative. The second Issa is not Chal. Rabbi Yossi says, Yo'ivet tu Averis. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yossi, you don't hold Ein Issa Chal Lissar? So the Gemara says, no, Itaka only Chayiv for one. But Nafkamina L'Kaivrai Bein Rishoyim Gemurim. Now, Halacha is that Rishoyim, who are Oiver Averis, doesn't mean that Oiver Averis once or twice, but it means who go through life with a certain Avera, are buried separately from non-Rishoyim Gemurim. Somebody went through his life married to a double Ereva, was over two Averis his whole life, maybe from the time he got married. He's called a Rosh HaGomer. It's two Averis on a constant basis. Even though Ein Issa Chal Al Isser, it's still two Averis. So the Prima Gadim, why is it two Averis? If you learn Ein Issa Chal Al Isser, means that the second Avera doesn't exist, it's meaningless. He only did one Avera. Second Avera, he has an excuse, it wasn't Chal. The Prima Gadim brings a raya from this Gemara that the Isser exists. Ein Issa Chal Isser is only a din of the Yiddish. That's his raya. Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Tzaharis Simin Lamed Oizayin and Ches disagrees with the Prima Gadim. He doesn't bring the Prima Gadim by name, but he disagrees with the Prima Gadim based on a Rambam. I'm going to tell you the Rambam now. I'd like you to make sure to look it up for tomorrow, to look up to Rabbi Chanan. And Rabbi Chanan assumes you know the Rambam. It's a famous Rambam, but most people don't know all the famous Rambams. There's a Rambam, the Rambam calls it his Nekuda Nifla, his amazing point. The Rambam says that if you cook basa b'chalav using basa nevela, let's say you have a cheeseburger. The truth is, the way they make cheeseburgers at McDonald's is not basa b'chalav, because they don't cook the meat and the cheese. They cook the meat, they cook the cheese, and they just put it together in the sandwich. But let's say they would cook certain dog foods on basa b'chalav. I doubt they use alley processing for their dog food. They use meat, tray for meat, nevela meat. Is that osur b'hanoah? That's the Rambam Shaila. It's a practical nafkamina. I have a grocery. Am I allowed to sell this stuff? Am I allowed to sell basa b'chalav is osur b'hanoah? Right? Basa b'chalav is osur b'hanoah. Nevela is mutar b'hanoah. If I have nevela, I'm allowed to sell it. Basa b'chalav is osur b'hanoah. So Pashit, I would think it's Basa B'chalav. Zakt the Rambam? No. The Isser, by Basa B'chalav, the Isser Achila in Issa Hanoa Toli Zeh B'Zeh. If the Isser Achila Basa B'chalav doesn't have a place to be Chal, because Sein Issa Chal Isser, the Isser Hanoa by itself can't be Chal. His Nekuda Neflaw, his amazing insight, is that the Isser Achila and the Isser Hanoa, which are both expressed with the same Lashon, that is toli zeh b'zeh. Now, Rabbi Chanan earlier in Lamed in Ois Beis explained in the Kudah Neflah. In Zion, he assumes you know it, and he builds from that. This Rambam is going to be his source to argue with the Prima Gadim. They say, how can Rabbi Chanan argue with the Prima Gadim? So I'll tell you, he's not arguing with the Prima Gadim. He's passing like the Shach. The Shach is the Shach. So basically, this is Yitzhak Shefet tomorrow. There's also a Beis Halevi on this, but I don't know if we'll get the Beis Halevi. I think it's Chelak Aleph Tshuva Mem Dalet. And so that's Yitzhak Shefet tomorrow.